and devotees are also here. Thank you very much, Maharaj, for coming.
It is my great pleasure to be together with all of you online. I'm surprised that so many of you could show up for this call. And I have something very important for you to share. I would like to give a class today on the hidden avatar and how to make a connection with him, how to discover him in our lives. And I think this is a very timely occasion to do so, because in about a few Sundays from here, there will be the great Gopurnima festival, which will be celebrated all over the world in many temples, in many communities. I know all of India will throw colors at that time on each other. In a way, this class today can be seen as a preparation for this glorious advent of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When you prepare for a spiritual event, you should know that you are not just celebrating something which took place at a historical time in a specific location, but you really want that the divine personality who appeared makes a second appearance in your own heart. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is relevant for us today, as he was 500 and something years ago. But to understand him, or to be in contact with him, requires that we prepare our heart for him to appear. And that is done by hearing, by thinking. And I have a meditation for all of you, which will help you. But before we start, I request all of you to sing with us the Jaya Radha Madhava prayers, and then I will talk. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Gopi Jana Vallava Shri Varadhari 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 Yasoda Nandana Raja Jana Nandana Yasoda Nandana Everybody, please. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, 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 Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Pancha Tattva, Jaya Pancha Tattva, Pancha Tattva, Jaya Pancha Tattva, Pancha Tattva, Pancha Tattva, Pancha Tattva, Jaya Pancha Tattva. My dear everyone, right now the whole world who is in the bhakti tradition prepares for the divine appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Before we will ask the question, who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I would like to ask another question. How do we know things which we cannot immediately see, which we cannot perceive through our other senses? How do we know things which even the mind has no idea of. This question needs to be asked if we want to understand who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Is there a way to answer this question? Is there a way to know him? And the answer is yes. You can know him through the perspective of the divine and revealed scriptures, which are not having the same limitations which our senses have. And you can also know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through his devotees. I would like to give an answer, an analogy. Imagine you come in India to a lotus pond where they're very beautiful and large and fully blossomed lotus flowers. You have heard that the most tasty honey is the lotus honey. How will you, however, taste that lotus honey? Will you be able to taste the honey by going directly to the flower, by opening the flower, and by trying to lick the inside of the flower? No. If you want to know the taste of lotus honey, you have to go away from the flower and go to the beehives, where the bees are. These bees fly to the lotus flower and they are equipped. They know how to extract the sweet essence of lotus honey from the lotus flower. In the same analogous way, we want to understand God or a divine avatar of the Lord. We have to go through the devotees who are like bees and who are able to see him and to extract what is called the rasa, the divine tasty experience of the Lord. This is necessary. So if we want to understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and experience his wonderful qualities, his wonderful nature, his sweetness, his loveliness, his beauty, we better go to the devotees, and through them we will be able to experience him, just like we can experience lotus honey by going through the bees. There is a wonderful description in Chaitanya Charitamrita about how most probably the most intellectual person, the greatest scholar of the time of Lord Chaitanya's appearance, learned about him through a devotee. I'm speaking of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who at that time had a school, it could be compared to a university, where he taught only very selected individuals who were qualified as sannyasis, the secret knowledge of the Vedas. He and a good friend of him, who lived in Varanasi, Prabodhananda Sarasvati, were the intellectual leaders of his time, maybe like the deceased, the died Stephen Hawkins was for people. He was a great mind. These were the two greatest minds of India. When Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he had heard about the genius of Navadvip, the young man who had encountered many logicians at his time and had, who had proven his views over all of them. He had heard how this genius had turned into a God-intoxicated saint who spent his time singing and dancing the holy names of God from morning till evening. And he was concerned. This Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who had turned from a scholar into a God-intoxicated saint, might infect other people who will give up studies, who will give up conventional society and turn into or move onto the path of the path of the ecstatic human beings. Now, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was really worried when he heard that this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had come into the town where he had his spiritual universe, his university. He was very curious to meet him, and his time came. Sarvabhauma was informed that something had happened in the temple of Jagannath, huge, ancient building. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was informed, had run into the temple, had run towards the altar, and it was clear he wanted to climb on the altar, something which was not done, which you couldn't do. But he had fainted then and fallen in front of the altar on the ground. And he had cried tears which no human beings can cry. It was as if a river had come out of his eyes. So Sarvabhauma quickly went from his house to the altar. We are informed that there was a tunnel which led from his house underneath the ground, and it came up right in where the altar was. So he ran there, and he saw that a beautiful and very tall monk was lying before the altar crying. And he saw also that there were four guards with heavy sticks who wanted to beat him and chase him away and out of the temple. Sarvabhauma said, "Stop, stop, stop, don't beat him. I need to investigate him. I need to see what is his state." And he came and he took a little... He first brought him out. People carried him. And then he took a little... something like a thread before his nostrils to see if the person was still breathing. And although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu seemed to have given up all symptoms of life, he was just lying there in an ecstatic state. Sarvabhauma could see that when he put some little thread before his nose, that it was moving. So breathing was going on. Chaitanya was alive. But he did not wake up from his ecstasy. It was a very deep and exalted spiritual state of divine love. At that time, the husband of his daughter, Gopinath Acharya, came in. He paid his obeisances to the Chaitanya, who was lying in the corner, and he said to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, "He is God." Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya shook his head. "No, he is not God." On what strength, on what proof can you say that he human being is God? You're making a big mistake. You're a religious fanatic. So Gopinath Acharya said, my dear father-in-law, you may be a great scholar, but you have not studied all the scriptures very carefully. There are these ancient scriptures, which the Vedas, which prophesized the appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he quoted to him a few verses, and I would like to quote to you two of these texts. Krishnavanam Tvisha Krishnam Sangopangastrapashadam Yakya Sankirtana Raja Jajanti Sumedasa. In case not all of you understand Sanskrit, and I think that's the majority, he said that he quoted a prophecy which is there in a 5,000-year-old scripture. It says, in this present time, the age of Kali, those who are intelligent perform the congregational chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, and they worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who appears in this age, always describing the glories of Krishna. That incarnation has a yellowish complexion. You know, his body looks like molten gold and it shines. Savabhauma looked and he saw, yes, a light came from that guest who was lying, who had lost his consciousness and who was lying in his room. And this is a text which those of you who like to study will find in the Bhagavatam, 11th canto, 5:32. It says, those who have a good brain substance, they will worship this divine avatar who comes in a golden complexion and who always vibrates or sings the holy names of Krishna and who speaks only about Krishna. Savabhauma said, yes, but that's one scripture. Please prove to me why I should see this personality who is an ecstatic saint in my eyes as the Lord. And then Gopinath Acharya quoted another scripture. Those of you who visit India have seen that from the loudspeakers of most of the temples, the Vishnu Sahasranam, the thousand names of Vishnu, are constantly sounding. This is constantly in the temples there you hear this Vishnu Sahasranam. It was a very well-known scripture, and Gopinath Acharya sang the verse which everyone knows, or everyone knew at that time. Suvano vano he mango varanga sandanagadi sanyasa krichama shanto nishta shanti parayanaha. The Lord in the incarnation of Gaurachanda has a golden complexion. Indeed, his entire body, which looks so beautiful, is just like molten gold. There is sandalwood pulp smeared all over his body. He will take the fourth order of spiritual life, sannyas, and he will be very much self-controlled. He will be fixed in bhakti, and he will spread in ecstatic mood the Sankirtan movement. Wow, this was the second prophecy from the same scriptures or body of knowledge which Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya taught to thousands of students. But he had overlooked these prophecies. He was not aware of them. He said to Gopinath Acharya, "You have really given me something to think now." My dear listeners and my dear skeptics, if you are, you can become convinced of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's glories and his identity by really studying the scriptures. But you can also be convinced by getting in contact with his devotees. Remember the bees who can bring the lotus honey to you, although you are not able to do this? The same with the devotees can give us a taste, an experience of Krishna by their kind words, by their personalities, by their abilities to manifest Krishna in your heart. Many of you have heard Bhaktivinod Thakur, and he sang a song where he explained Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's identity very nicely. Tomara tarite Shri Krishna Chaitanya Navadvipa Avatara Tomahena Katta Dinahina Jana Karilena Vavapara. Vedera pratigya Rakibara tare Rukmavana Viprasuta Mahaprabhu Nama Nodiyamataya Sangvai Avaduta. Avaduta is Lord Nityananda, I think you know. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, the Lord has descended, he has come down from the spiritual world as Sri Krishna Chaitanya. And he has come to this place to deliver all of you. He has safely brought many humble and fallen souls like you across the ocean of material existence. You can see this beautiful image of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu before your eyes. He is has a very golden body. He had very long, elongated eyes. And it is described, he was the same Lord who is the Paramatma, the Super Soul, in everyone's heart, including this little yellow bird which you see has landed on Gauranga's shoulder. So this is the screen of our Bhadra Balaram. Thank you for picking such a wonderful picture for all of us. He was very tall built, and usually this is something which this one picture cannot show everything. There were tears of love streaming, sometimes shooting from his eyes. Now he came with a mission, the mission to conduct or bring fallen souls about the terrible influence of this present Kali Age. I'm presently very near to the Baltic Ocean, the Baltic Sea, at the house of very wonderful devotees. And when we arrived, the devotees shared with us their experience in this changing times, and they shared some of the anxieties which people feel. How long will this go on? Anxiety or constant worries, illnesses, strife, that is quarrel with others, is a natural symptom of Kali Yuga, and therefore this age is compared with an ocean of falls. When you fall in an ocean, you will get wet. So when you are in this age, it is sure that you will know what is anxiety. It is sure that you will know what is desperation, sadness, loneliness, sicknesses. It is, you cannot escape this, just like you cannot escape the waves of an ocean when you are there. Even in the spiritual movement, we sometimes experience miseries. If we would have stayed on the material path, these miseries would have given to us by materialistic people. But if we are now where we are in the movement, sometimes devotees give us this misery. It has to happen. It is natural. You have to accept in Kali Yuga that you will get a little wet. So, but those who take shelter, this is what Bhaktivinoda Thakur says at the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, will cross over this ocean as if they have a very safe boat that brings them to the other shore. There's a very, very nice text glorifying Lord Chaitanya, and it says, Bridyatiham Pradanapala Bhavaptipotam. He is the boat for everyone to cross the ocean of birth and death. My dear listeners, my dear audience, because we have not so much time on this call, I want to say, those of you who like to hear more proofs from the scriptures, how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not an ordinary person, but the Lord himself who has come to help us cross the ocean of material existence. If those who like to study this a little bit more, I would like to give you a very good tip to read a text. Now, I believe Manditangi or Bhadra Balaram, one of you, can maybe write this text in the chat box so that devotees can pick it up. It is found in the Adi Lila, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, chapter 2, text 22, and there are many, 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 Prabhupada quotes many scriptural quotations where Lord Chaitanya's appearance is exactly foretold, how he looks, what he will do, and so on. And in this way, we really know that he's the Lord. Seta Govinda Shakshat Chaitanya Gosani. That Krishna Govinda personally appears as Chaitanya Goswami, the text says, and then it gives many, many texts that prove this. So Lord Chaitanya has come to fulfill the prophecies of the Vedas, and he had two missions, really. One was an external mission, that was a mission in relationship to the world, and the second was an internal mission. His external mission, that is what he had in mind for the people of this world, was to spread the chanting of the holy names. It is said he personally wove a garland of the holy name, and the string he used was prema, or love, and he garlanded the whole world like this, so that everyone could have the holy name, but with love in their heart. I would like to now sing with you a brief song with the holy names of Krishna. Hari Haraye Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Please put it on the screen for all of us to see, and sing it with all of us. This is the song which Lord Chaitanya would sing again and again and again. Of course, he would also sing the Hare Krishna Ma Mantra. So we are just waiting for the song to appear magically on the screen. If it is difficult to project it, we can sing it like this. Please sing after me. Hare Nama Krishna Yadavaya Nama Hari Yadavaya Gopal Govinda Ram Shimadu Sudan Haraye Nama Krishna Yadavaya Nama Gopal Govinda Ram Narottamdas Thakur wrote from this song, the song which you see presently before your eyes, the Naam Sankirtan, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would only sing the first line and the second line, no? He would jump over the... So it's the third line, the first line and the third line of the song. Please, everyone, sing. Now, Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Nama Hari Gopal Govinda Ram Shimadhu Sudhan. Once again, Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Nama Gopal Govinda Ram Shimadhu Sudhan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. One more time. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Lord Chaitanya is the one who was spreading Krishna consciousness through the chanting. Was known as Gaura Singha, the golden lion. Just when a lion enters a cave and he makes a big sound, a roar. That was a mosquito, but if a lion really roars, then what you will see is that it becomes a very, very loud sound that drives away all other sounds. And even if in that cave should be elephants who take shelter from the monsoon rain, the elephants will be so scared when the sound is there that they will leave the cave and run and flee for safety. In the same way, our heart is like a cave. And in that cave-like heart, there are big, big obstacles. Attachments to the material world, sinful desires maybe, bad karma, and so on. But if Gaura Singha, the golden lion, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, comes into the cave of our heart, in the innermost chambers of our heart, at that time, all the troubles leave us. Lord Chaitanya also had an internal mission to explain to you. When Krishna was in Vrindavan, he wondered about the love of his devotees. His devotees had no other thought than him. They would only see him, they would only live to hear his flute sound, they would only live to smell his beautiful fragrance and to serve him. Especially, there was one devotee, Srimati Radhika, who was absolutely absorbed in the deepest possible ecstatic love for him. It is described when Lord Krishna left in the morning Vrindavan to herd the cows in the forests, that for Srimati Radharani a second seemed to be as difficult to tolerate as thousands of years. And sometimes she would ask her sakis, her friends, is it morning, is it midday, or is it night time? I have no understanding what is happening in the absence of my beloved Krishna. And she would faint, and she would cry so hard that stones would break. So Krishna, when he observed this, developed a desire. The desire was to understand himself through the eyes of a devotee. I think we human beings know of a reflection of this desire. Have you not sometimes wondered how do people find me? No? I see Vijaya Mehta. Have you sometimes maybe wondered what do people find in me that they like, and so on? So when Krishna saw Radharani's love for him, ecstatic love for him, he developed three desires. He wanted to know the nature of this divine love. How is it? How does it feel? He wanted to know what qualities in me does Radharani and the other devotees appreciate so much. And he wanted to know what happens to my devotees when I reciprocate their love and show my love for them. What kind of happiness exactly do they experience? And one day he said to Radha, I want to take an incarnation in this world. I want to come and I want to not feel like Krishna. I want to feel like you, a devotee of Krishna. Oh, said Radha, very different. This is very dangerous. You will feel so much separation, so much from me. From Krishna, you will feel so much separation that it will drive you almost, it will make you intoxicated. And sometimes you will not be able to walk, especially when you dance in this ecstatic love. You will crash down to the ground. But Krishna said, I want to experience this love. Okay, said Radha, then I will come. And I will cover you with my own golden effulgence. You must know in books like Radha Rasa Sudanidhi, it is said that even the light from one single toenail of Radharani is more brilliant than 1,000 moons. Oh, so much light. So I will protect you with my effulgence, with my light. So even when you fall, you are protected. You are very well polstered. So this is how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. He's Krishna, my dear devotees, but he is on an internal mission to experience the love of his devotees. I want to now ask you that we meditate just very briefly about Lord Chaitanya. Whoever is doing this, I think it must be you, Bhadra Balaram Prabhu. Please take the picture. Yes, that's a nice picture. There was another picture which we sent you. It shows Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in a forest. I hear we did not send it to you. So let us go with this picture. Can you find maybe a picture, Bhadra Balaram, where the whole body of Mahaprabhu is there? That would be better for our purpose of meditating about Lord Chaitanya. Let's see if Balabhadra Prabhu is successful. But if it's too difficult, we can go with this. I see him working there and looking at his screen. Yes, very good. Thank you so much. You are a true magician. So here we see a beautiful picture of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In the back is the temple of Puri in which he ran. Wonderful. I would like to guide you now in a guided meditation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I request you to sit straight, either on the floor or in the chair, wherever you are. Good. And it's now divine time. It's now spiritual time. Yes, I look here in the room if everyone sits properly. Yes, they do. We have some wonderful devotees in this temple room here. So sit straight, that's important. And relax your body. Start with your legs. Just you can even tense them briefly and then relax them. Very good. Go to your bottom. Tense your bottom briefly and relax. Oh yeah, it's a very pleasant feeling. Your upper body with the vital organs, the stomach, the lungs, the liver. Briefly tense the muscles. You can pull the stomach in and relax. Shoulders and arms. Briefly bring them up and relax. Now do a few deep breaths, conscious breaths. Exhale, long exhale. And a conscious inhale. Just in your mind's eye, watch your breath coming in and out. Bring your attention now to your heart. Please imagine when you breathe in that you breathe into your heart. And when you breathe out, you just relax a little bit more. Breathe in through your heart. And whenever you exhale, relax more. Now, see before your mind's eye beautiful image of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It may be easier for some of you to open the eyes and look at your computer screen. Notice it, feet who dance on the road. Move up and see his beautiful gesture. One arm lifted and another arm to the side. He dances. And see his beautiful golden effulgence around his head. And sing with me a Maha Mantra. Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everybody, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everybody, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. One more time, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Wonderful. Thank you very much for participating in this Gora meditation. The idea is that let Lord Chaitanya come into our heart. Let the golden Lord, the golden effulgence, bring out all the darkness which we have, the inner darkness, the doubts, the many questions. Let the Lord come into the heart. This is the idea of Gora meditation. I thank you very, very much for participating so far. Now it is time for you to ask any questions which have come up. They will go to Manditangi, I understand, and Manditangi will read them to me, and then I will be able to answer them. So please, Manditangi, if you have any questions already, please read them out to me. If you don't have, the others can now write their questions into the chat box, and I will then hear it.
We have one question from Avadhuta Roy Prabhu. He says, Dear Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances for your Lord Srila Prabhupada in Gauranga. I think it is better that devotees give us miseries than the materialists. How to train the mind to love those miseries given by devotees.
Hare Krishna. Maybe you want to translate it into the sweet Slovenian language, Manditangi?
We have a translator that is
okay. Yes, yes, sorry, I forgot. Let me explain the background of what I said. It is unavoidable to get to experience the qualities of the age of Kali, and one quality is quarrel. You get that in a material society. People quarrel, there are divorces happening, different opinions happening, and people go on the streets to voice their opinions, and the state is quarreling with them, they quarrel with the state. A lot of quarrels in individual and so on. And I think when we come to a movement like Krishna consciousness, and we are not yet all on the highest level, there will be quarrels also, misunderstandings and so on. So you think it's better we have quarrels amongst devotees than we have with non-devotees. I would say in the society of devotees, we have the best opportunity to avoid the miseries which come by focusing on one goal. It's not about me. It's not about... it's about, you know, Krishna and Krishna's plan. All quarrels will go at least down, if not disappear, if we can unify on one center, that is Krishna. Therefore, Prabhupada told us once that your various meetings and your resolutions and so on will not be as effective as if you sit down and just chant the holy name together, because then you come on a common platform, on the same platform. Yes, but I can understand. The thorns from the non-devotees are sometimes very, very piercing. And when the devotees give us some thorns, usually they are a little bit more merciful, but not always. So, yes, this is my answer. Let us overcome the age of quarrel, the age of Kali, by entering the safe boat of the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his divine process. Thank you very much. Is there another question which has arisen? We have 5 more minutes. If Manditangi, mm-hmm. anything yes. which has come to you?
Yes, we have a question. I just have to see from whom this is, because I don't see the whole name. It's from Hari Prasad Das.
Yes.
The question is, it is very difficult to bring Lord Gauranga into the heart, but when it happens by the grace of Guru, in some little way, we may feel that a gift, even that tiny glimpse is. We may feel what a gift even that tiny glimpse is. How can we keep the Lord within our heart when the mind and heart can feel so quickly and consistently suffocated by the pressures of life?
First of all, wonderful to see. I see you even, Hari Prasad. They have somehow... Balabhadra is, Bhadra Balaram is a real magician today. So I see you. For those who do not know Hari Prasad, he is from New York. So this is, Hari Prasad is in a Sunday feast in Ljubljana, Slovenia, by the mercy of internet. Amazing. I want to tell you, in the scriptures, there is a gradual process that can help you to bring the Lord in the heart. And I feel because sometimes we don't know the first step, and then we are all of a sudden told to meditate for a longer time, we don't really know how to do this. It seems to be impossible for us. Therefore, it is important to not always talk about the highest level, but the first entry step into the art of meditation. I had to study this because devotees had asked me to write two books, one on the meditation for the which everyone can do, and then a specific bhakti-related meditation book. And it is there on the computer of Gaur Krishna. He has typed it. It is ready. And there we explain the first steps of if you want to bring the Lord by meditation in the heart. See, meditation or contemplation is a way to bring something into our heart. It is, you stop seeing externally and thinking externally, but you're just now bringing the object of your meditation with some feeling and emotion as an anchor in your heart. So the way you do this is, you first obviously hear and listen to the divine descriptions of the Lord. That's so important. Remember in the beginning I asked, how can we make contact with someone who is so transcendental? No? And I said, just like we need to go to the bees to get the lotus honey.
Make sure, like, you're
doing that. In the same way, we need to go to devotees and shastras. So you read. And my recommendation is, knowing you and many other devotees who are very in a similar situation as you, when you have read something, Hari Prasad, just for a moment close your eyes or close the book. You can have a thumb there. And just go in your mind through what you have read, and you will see there are a few things which have stuck, so to say, which you can remember. This is how you start the process of meditation. It's called Smaranam. It's one of the nine processes of devotional service, and it is translated as recollection. You just remember what you read and you bring this, you recollect it. I like the English word collect here. You gather it together and then you bring it into the heart. Recollection is a very good English word for this. By the way, Hari Prasad is my English teacher, and I always want to show that I'm learning English nicely before my teacher. So the recollection, you recollect. And this is the beginning. You do this, you are reading scriptures, of course you read, and you read many things in your service. You can do that also with important other subjects which you need to have. Without reflection or recollection, it's in one ear or in one eye and out of the nose or wherever. It will not stay there. So you will require to do this simple process, to just stop, not run to the next reading matter, and then keep your and recollect it, bring it into your heart. And this you can also do with descriptions about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's important that you go through the sources, the scriptures, where great devotees and rishis have brought the actual Lord Chaitanya, not the mentally imagined Lord Chaitanya, there. And then you recollect it. And after some time, it will take years. It's a project, you know. It's not like fast food, you know. After some years, you will find your mind going always into this direction. I can tell you, many devotees with whom I've spoken have this experience. It is, you need to create some new thoughts in your brain. It's rewiring. How your brain fires. And then you will naturally think of Krishna, so that whenever you see anything in this world, you remember Krishna and you are with Krishna, like a pure devotee, like Prabhupada. He would look at the world and he would always see Krishna, because his mind was no longer so materially active, but spiritually. But please start your path of meditation with the first step, that is recollection. There are other stages, and finally is samadhi, where you are in deep absorption and trance. But you need to start at a doable project, which is possible. Good. I am very happy to say this is going really well, and we are in time. I can't believe it. It must be Manditangi's good influence. So we will now do together one little kirtan for 15 minutes. And after this, I will speak some closing words, and then Manditangi will also give us some orientation and some closing words. So for now, I request every one of you to sit. Let me ask a question before I start. Does Gaura Krishna have a microphone? Gaura Krishna, we can sing together. That is nice. I would like to sing a melody which is sung in Navadvip Dham, a very traditional and old melody. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everybody, please. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare. I I know this melody is a little difficult to sing, but I can guarantee you, if you try it, then it will be very, very sweet. Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama
Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hai bo, hai bo, hai bo.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. O Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Bo,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
All of us together, one more time.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare
Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, Jaya Panchatattva, Jaya Panchatattva, Jaya Panchatattva, Jaya Panchatattva, Panchatattva, Jaya Panchatattva, Jaya Panchatattva, Jaya Panchatattva, Jaya Panchatattva, Jaya Panchatattva, Panchatattva, Jaya Panchatattva, Panchatattva, Jaya Panchatattva, Jaya Panchatattva, Jaya Panchatattva.
Hare Krishna Dev Maharaj, thank you once again for your association and for all that you gave us this afternoon. It will be a very nice meditation for the following weeks till the appearance day of Lord Gauranga. And we would of course like to invite all the devotees to join if they so desire every Saturday from 3 p.m. to 4:30. Satchinanda Maharaj will give lectures on life, teachings, and pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. I sent the link before in the chat. Yes, I would like to thank you. And this part we have now, the lecture and the kirtan is now over. And the next part we are now moving to is the announcements. And then we usually have, because we miss so much association of devotees, we have each Sunday associating in small groups in the Zoom rooms, the Zoom enables. So we somehow try to be as close to what we have on Sundays, usually when we go to the temple. So Maharaj, I know you have some obligations now, so we would not like to keep you anymore, but if you would like to give some closing thought, all of us will be.
I must thank Ananta Prabhu, who had initially contacted me and requested me to take part in the Sunday program, online program of the Ljubljana temple, and I was delighted. I was really very, very excited to do that. And we found this date, and very nice, very wonderful. I want to thank you, Mandy Tangi. You're such a gracious host who guided us so nicely through the program. And I think it was Bhadra Balaram Prabhu who was putting the slides. Thank you also, Prabhu, for your very conscientious and very expert choosing of pictures and putting it on the screen. There's one thing which I would like to say in conclusion. We are obviously moving through times of change. And that is not always pleasant, because we have to say goodbye to the way we are used to do things, and often embrace an uncertain future. We do not know exactly what will happen. Now, the best way to navigate change, to go nicely through it, is when you concentrate not on the things which you don't have. When you don't concentrate, in other words, on what you can't do because of restrictions and various other changes which come, the best way to negotiate change or go through change is to focus on what you can do, what you have. And I want to just say to all of you, you know, spiritual life is never between you and other people who may, you and the society. Spiritual life is always between you and God and Krishna. It is always the relationship. Of course, this relationship then will spread into your other relationships. But I want to say that relationship to Krishna invites us even at this stage. Beyond, no restrictions can go there and endanger my making a relationship with Krishna. And Krishna sees that when I'm serious. When I'm serious in my prayers, serious in my sadhana, serious in whatever contact I can make, maybe on mobile telephone or through a media like this, the internet, Krishna is very much aware of this, because he's sitting right there in the heart as the super soul. So I would like to encourage all of you on this Zoom call to please focus on what is possible for you to do in this time, what services you can do, and you will see that will fill your heart with very deep bhakti and devotion. In concluding, I want to say we are preparing for Lord Chaitanya's appearance day. I think it is the 28th of March. There is a very old work. It's called Ananta Samhita. Really ancient Vedic scripture, where Brahma goes to the Lord and says, Kali Yuga will come. What? How can we help these people in Kali Yuga? And the Lord says, I will personally appear as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then he gave a few names by which he is known. And he said, anyone who chants these names will develop love for me. So these are just six names, and I want to chant them for you. And then... I want to request you, I would say one name, and then you please say the other, repeat the name wherever you are, and this will be good for your spiritual life. So, please. Krishna Chaitanya, Krishna Chaitanya, Gauranga, Gaurachandra, Gaurahari, Sachi Sutta, Prabhu Gaura. Krishna Chaitanya, Gauranga, Gaurachandra, Gaurahari, Sachi Sutta, Prabhu Gaura. Wonderful! Now you are perfect. Your life is safe now. So I will now become silent, but I want to see Manditangi when all the devotees go on the gallery, right? When we see the pictures, then I want to see.
Okay. Can you please all switch on the camera? Yes.